The CSIRO is warning today that Australians are facing a slow decline if we don't invest in innovative, high-growth industries and tackle social and environmental challenges. And companies that are already investing in innovations like artificial intelligence say far from shedding jobs, a human touch will be more important than ever, as Gavin Coote reports.
Oh, hi there, Rhonda. My name's Bailey. We're just looking to move our pump from Adelaide up to Alice Springs.
Working in some of Australia's most remote locations is part and parcel for a minerals exploration company. But this search for base and rare earth metals in the Northern Territory isn't your standard exploration job. It's the first to involve a combination of artificial intelligence and big data. As the automated rigs and drones make their way across the outback, a team of geologists and engineers is overseeing the whole thing from a small office in Western Sydney.
So we're very mobile, we can move quickly, and the reason we do this is because of our AI system generates results so quickly that we need to have a very agile team that can move to new sites anytime they need to.
Isabella Sykes is the Chief Operating Officer at Earth AI. She says the use of existing satellite and geophysical data and applying it with artificial intelligence means they can predict where minerals may lie for a fraction of the cost and time. But these efficiencies won't necessarily mean less human work.
And it's not something to be scared of. It's very simple for people to understand, really. It just is like a brain thinking much faster than we are. And we should use all the data that we've been collecting for years and years and years and try to find something new from it.
It's not just the economic benefits of automation that are being touted. For financial planner William Johns, the use of technology to shake up existing ways of doing things is all about providing a social good and saving people's time. He's using automation to speed up insurance claims, avoiding lengthy delays or people missing out on support due to administrative errors.
I know some people go and apply and Sentinel says, yeah, your application is fine, or the insurer says your application is complete, and then 6 months later they come back and saying, we've just had an assessment, there is something missing. So technology can actually highlight what's missing at the very outset, so that when somebody's waiting for 6-8 months, they actually get somewhere, not restart the process, because these people are destitute. They're losing their homes.
And he sees the use of automation as a way of growing rather than killing the number of service jobs.
Today I've had 7 referrals, and I'm thinking, what am I going to do with that? So I have to put more staff on, I have to...
How many do you have at the moment?
Got 6.
And you're looking at expanding?
We have to. I don't think there's a choice. Like, you become efficient to a certain extent with technology, and then you're saying, okay, well, if it's a service organisation, it has to have people who are doing some of the manual work too.
The CSIRO has today released modelling based on 2 years of research, which presents 2 possible scenarios of what Australia could look like in 2060. One would see the country fall behind economically, but the other would involve a rapid uptake of technology to make it economically productive and socially cohesive. And by 2030, the accounting firm Deloitte predicts a shift from hands-on work to the use of head and heart will make up 86% of jobs growth. Anna Sawyer is an associate director with the group.
As a social researcher and an ethicist, I really hope that the application of technology is really about social good. We wouldn't be, I guess, disrupting so many different industries if they weren't going to have some sort of positive impact on our communities.
Don Wright runs Western Sydney University's Launchpad, which supports about 120 startup companies, many of which use automation or artificial intelligence. He says political leaders have failed to communicate what innovation will mean for traditional hands-on workers.
You have to make it real for real people. So when we talk to manufacturers about Industry 4.0, we try to break it down to something very simple. It's smarter products, smarter processes. You know, we don't need to, you know, dress it up in a whole heap of mumbo-jumbo. So we'll work with, you know, fabrication companies, sheet metal companies, precision engineering firms to say, right, what do you have in your business? What data do you generate? And how could we actually use that data to generate new revenue streams for your business?
That's Western Sydney University's Don Wright, ending that report from Gavin Coote.